Good afternoon, Anchor FM. This is Trina Kirkland, and I have the very wonderful privilege of sitting with my centennial, Miss Elizabeth Murdoch, and we have an interview today. And I have just a couple of things. I've been sitting here already talking to Miss Elizabeth, and she is just a wealth of knowledge. She has so much to offer. She turned 100 in October, and she had a big birthday party. And I just want to ask Miss Murdoch a few questions. So, Miss Elizabeth, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Yeah. You look wonderful.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Well, thank you.
I remember the first time I came and I said, oh, you have some pretty dentures. And what did you say?
You said, man?
You have pretty dentures.
Oh.
I thought you had dentures.
Uh-huh.
And you said, no, these are my teeth.
Yeah, sure, they're my teeth.
So tell me, what is one of the secrets to living a long, happy life? 100 years is a long time.
I mean, the Lord gets credit for that, not me.
The Lord gets credit for that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So a lot of times nowadays, when bad stuff happened, I think people forgot about how to turn to God when they need Him, and mm-hmm. they just worry and worry and
That's one thing that gets you down, worrying. People do things you don't like, you just don't just say nothing and let them go. And they just keep on talking and doing. I just stand there and wait or sit there, and then when they stop, I tell them what I mean, and that's it. I don't argue with them.
Okay.
No.
Because worrying takes years off your life.
That's the worst thing you can do, argue with people.
Worst thing.
Sometimes they lose their life hard.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
So I just let them listen.
So why do you think so many young people are depressed?
Huh?
Why do you think so many young people, I mean, little children in school, 8 and 9 years old, and they depressed?
Uh-huh.
Why do you think children are more depressed now than when...
Why did they come in here?
No, why are children so depressed? Why are they so sad? Children used to be happy. And now they're just so sad, right? Mm. So how many sisters and brothers did you have?
Did I have?
Yeah.
Well, there was 13 of us.
13?
No, there was 11 of us. My brother had 13, my mother had 11.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where do you fit in? Were you the baby?
Yeah, I was the fifth one.
Okay.
Yeah, Mabel, Mark, Crance, and Luella. Then here I come.
Okay.
Here I come.
And how many of them are any of them still alive?
Say what?
Are any of your sisters and brothers still here, still with us?
Well, there's nobody up here but me.
But you, okay.
The others are down different places.
Okay.
Some of them I don't know where they are.
So where were you born? Where were you born?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah, Kestner, right around Kestner.
All right, y'all heard that? She's a country girl like me. I'm from Virginia.
You was where?
From Virginia.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You right there before I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, do you have any favorite childhood memories? Anything that
favorite jobs?
Childhood memories. Anything from your childhood that you liked a lot when you were a little girl?
That was what?
When you were a little girl. Is there anything that you remember that you liked a lot when you were a little girl?
And numerous people.
Mm-hmm.
No, not especially. I like most all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You like all of them?
Mostly, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is anything you like to do when you were a small girl? What kind of games did you like to play? Did you play outside or did you like to play in the house?
I like to play games, period.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One of the main things I like to play was... when I played bingo and played, what was it, bingo, most all of it.
Okay. So when you play bingo, you played bingo recently?
Easy.
Have you been lately?
Not lately.
Not lately?
Mm-mm,
okay. No. I'm going to have to come by and take you to play bingo.
Huh?
I like to play bingo too. I said, I'm going to have to come by and grab you so we can go play bingo. You're probably my lucky charm. Okay, we ended our first little segment. We were talking about games and our 5 minutes were up, so we're going to do 5 more minutes. So we had talked about bingo, and then Miss Elizabeth started talking about another game that she likes, bowling.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Tell me about your bowling again.
I like the what?
Bowling.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I told you when I started, I just didn't know how, and I kept bowling until I could bowl up for a game, 150 points.
All right. Yeah. And who taught you how to bowl?
Well, there was a bunch of us got a bus and went to bowling.
Oh, okay.
And then nobody really too much. I just watched them and bowl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you and your sisters, what kind of stuff did you do in your house with your mother? Did y'all cook and clean and stuff like that, or?
Well, the main thing I did when I was in the house mostly was sew. I made my dresses, my coats, and my hats, and just sewed. And I had 2 or 3 customers that I sewed for them too.
Oh, so you did it to make money as well.
Huh?
So you made a little bit of money sewing too, huh? Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then when most of the time when I was at the house, especially in the summer and the spring, I would raise flowers, and on my porch I had it full. I got pictures of them, and I just had all the flowers out there on the porch, and they looked so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a flea market at the church. I cut a lot of them and fixed them and took them to sell, to the church.
Oh.
And I took them to the church and they sold them. They got rid of them.
Oh, good.
So you're
talented.
Huh?
You got a lot of talent. You can do a lot of stuff.
I was busy all the time doing something.
Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to stay busy. One of my friends always tell me busy is good. It keeps you out of trouble.
Yeah. She did what?
She tell me that when you're busy, it keeps you out of trouble.
Yeah. When I was busy, most of the time I was doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sewing and playing bingo and so many things I can't hardly remember.
No, mm-hmm. Well, that's
that I
fine.
Did. But the flowers and the sewing was 2 main things, when I ran the house.
Mm-hmm.
But I worked, I had did domestic work.
Domestic work, okay.
Yeah, so I had different people I worked for. Mm-hmm. One woman I worked for her 20 years.
Oh,
she
wow.
was a wonderful place to work. So
it's good when you like your job, right?
Yeah, I liked it because, see, when I had the key. So when I went, they would be gone. Most of the time, they would be gone. So I just opened the door and go and did my work, and then I left.
Okay.
Would leave, I was there 20 years.
That's a long time.
It paid off, too.
Oh, okay.
Every Christmas and every my birthday, they send me a donation.
Oh, they do? Good.
Yeah, and they didn't send a little one. Most of the time, it was $100.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I just stayed there and worked
and kept staying.
It paid off.
And it paid off.
Yeah.
Good.
I guess if I had kept on writing them, after I stopped, and would call them or talk with them, and then they would send me for my birthday and for so many years. I should have kept on keeping in touch with them.
Mm.
But I don't know how. But
you lost touch.
Somehow I got that, because I don't think they would have did it if they had known I was still living around,
Right.
After I stopped, they kept right on until I didn't write no more and somehow or another got away. But then they had moved from Baltimore to Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Because they said that was their home, so they moved back home.
Okay.
And somehow or another I lost track of, but that was a wonderful job. I'd do what I had to do and go home.
All right.
And then so many times they didn't even be back when I would leave.
So you had your own key, let yourself in, did what you had to do and went on home.
Yeah.
So they trusted you.
Oh, huh?
They trusted you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good job. I mean, the work wasn't that good to cook, but I just cleaned,
Mm-hmm.
And did like that. I didn't have to wash and iron and all that. Mm-hmm. I learned too, is
All right. So, Miss Elizabeth, we're going to wrap up our little interview, and I have just a few more things I want to ask you. What is your favorite color?
Well, blue.
You like blue?
Yeah.
Do you have, what do you like to watch on TV?
Huh?
What do you like to watch on TV? You have a favorite TV show?
What kind of soap?
TV. What do you like to watch on TV?
Oh, I like the games.
You like the games?
Yeah. What? Now, since they changed it, I don't hardly look at it unless it is a game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what kind of, which ones do you like? You like the Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, yeah.
Price is Right?
Yeah, like the, Let's Make a Deal. The Price is Right. Yes, that one. And then the Family Feud.
Oh.
Is a special one.
My mother loves that.
Huh?
My mother loves Family Feud.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And the other one that come
out. Jeopardy.
Yeah, I don't pay much to the one between the three, you know, the last one. There's three come on, and this the last one. What's the name of it?
Family Feud, Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, and
The Price is Right.
Oh, you talking about? Oh, you like Let's Make a Deal?
The what?
Let's Make a Deal.
Oh yeah.
You like that?
I didn't call that.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah,
you
I
did
like
say that.
And the
I don't know
one that the last one they come after Jeopardy.
Now, do you know what that one is, Lisa?
That
she don't like that much?
Jeopardy, no, not like that. But
like
I like the one after that.
Okay. We're going to have to figure out what
two,
that is.
It's three of them together, you know.
The Family Feud?
Family Feud. Yeah, Family Feud. And they... the one we were talking about, and then the last one. What's the name?
I don't know which one that is. We can't think right now. We're gonna let that go. We're gonna leave that alone for a minute.
Yeah.
We'll think of it.
Just the games, mostly. I pay attention to.
All right. Yeah. And so, what advice do you want to give people so that they can be happier? Because I think people are so sad nowadays. What advice do you want to give everybody to stay happy? Because everybody seems so sad.
Before you say happy.
How do people stay happy? How do you stay happy?
Yeah, just happy.
Be happy?
Yeah.
And how do you stay happy with everything that's going on?
Well, mostly something that's going on is worthwhile. I said money is nice, you're happy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, for the most I look at now the games. If I have it on, I don't pay much attention.
You don't pay much attention. So you want everybody to know that they can't be stressed, right?
Yeah.
Stress is not good for you.
Yeah, and the main thing is don't worry. See, my hair would have been white if I had been worried.
I know, and you have beautiful hair. And it's not white at all.
Yeah.
Just have a little bit of gray and not that much, and it's beautiful. So, Miss Elizabeth, I want to thank you for taking your time to interview with me. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, and I had a sister much younger than I am. And I think she worried or something. But her hair was just as white.
Oh, she
and
worried
a
lot.
She was one of the younger ones.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand it, but she had to worry or do something. Her hair was so white. We went somewhere and come back. She was sitting in the kitchen to the window. I said, oh my, who is that gray-headed woman? And I went in there and that was one of my younger sisters.
Oh.
Her hair was just as white. I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't worry.
So she, you think she worried a lot?
Yeah, you leave it to the Lord. He'll take care of it in his own time, not when you want it.
All right. Well, those are great words to end this interview.
That's my motto.
Your motto.
When he
want it.
Something come up I don't like or don't want or something, I just want the Lord to take care of it.
All right.
Yeah. So he did a wonderful job. It was something I wanted the other day so bad. And I couldn't kept thinking, what am I going to do? And then I said, well, Lord, take care of it.
Yes, he always, God always takes care of it, doesn't it? And whatever you said that you needed, he took care of it and gave it to you.
You wait and have patience.
So you said you were born when?
Huh?
What year were you born?
1917.
And now it's 2017.
Huh?
And now it's 2017.
Yeah.
100 years.
100 and a few days.
Yeah. And what did you say? You said you can't hardly believe it yourself.
I often think about it.
Yeah.
100 years, that's a long time.
Well, you must have contributed a lot to the good of people for God to allow you to live that long.
Yeah.
Then you must be a really good person.
Yeah. You got to have patience, you got to believe, and you got to wait.
Patience, believe, and wait.
Wait.
His time.
Don't jump up and do it anyway because you think it. Just wait. It'll come out.
All right.
I've tried it so many times and it didn't work.
So that's what we do, right? When you try it and it worked, that's what you keep doing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, like yesterday I was wondering, Saturday, I was wondering, I knew you do my hair, you know, myself, but this incense I've been here, well, she wash it and then I have to do whatever I can with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was Saturday night and I said, well, if nobody comes to fix it for me, I said, I don't know where I go to church or not. And so I went on and combed it and dried it and got it and everything. And nobody came to do it. So I just rolled it up, combed it and rolled it up like it was. And it was so funny. I was getting ready to go to bed and the girl come in and said, I'm going to do your hair. I couldn't believe it. The last minute. The Lord made a way.
For somebody to come and do it. So he always does.
So I was ready to go to church.
All right. So you was ready to go to church.
I said, thank the Lord for that. I said, he really heard my prayer.
Yes. All right. He hears our prayers. So whatever we ask him for, right? Big or small, he'll do it if we believe
in
it. In
his own time.
In his own time.
See, I was so happy when she came.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to go to bed. And then rolled it up and everything, you know, on the roller. And here she come. I said, Lord, this here my prayer.
Amen.
So I went to church Sunday.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, the pastor knew you pick me up. He knew you called me every Saturday and pick me up Sunday.
And what church do you go to?
Manana Christian Church.
Okay.
I don't know where you heard about it.
I've heard about it.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I've been there. I went there back in the 40s, 1940-something.
And you've been there ever since?
Ever since. Okay. Once I left and said I was going to join some other church, and I went to the other church, and it was nothing like I thought. And so I went to another one. There are 3 churches I went to, and they didn't look like I want. So I went around back there, and I've been there ever since.
Ever since.
I was there way before the pastor was born, the one we got now.
Oh, so you were there before him.
Mm-hmm. And he makes sure that I get his church every Sunday. He come and pick me up. If he don't, he'll send somebody.
So are you the oldest member of the church?
No.
Yeah. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
Ness Murdoch and I are going to wrap up this interview. We do thank you for joining
us. I did
us.
Most everything, everybody, you know, like getting together groups. I did everything but usher and the flower group.
And the usher and the flower
circuit. Flower circuit and the usher that I didn't do.
So everything else you did.
But the prayer meeting and whatever choir and whatever else come up, I would... was a member of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Very good.
But the flower circuit and the usher, I didn't usher. And I didn't go to, if they had some, I would help them. But I didn't never join them.
Okay.
No.
All righty. Yeah.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love to the wonderful listeners of the Talk Up with Trina podcast. This is Trina Kirkland, your awesome host, and thank you for joining me here on this very blessed Friday afternoon, May the 11th, 2018. I have a reason to be celebratory today. I am quite excited because if you recall, on Monday, I did inform you that one of my clients, my residence, had expired. She was 100 years old, and I had completed an interview with her back in December after she had her 100th birthday in October. And I wanted to do a tribute to her after she passed on Monday, and when I went into Anchor, I couldn't listen to the episode. Any other time, I had listened to it a week before, because I always listen to it. I listen to it, I think, every time I go and visit her. But anyway, we couldn't find it. I couldn't find it. I contacted Anchor. They couldn't find it. But lo and behold, isn't God awesome? Today, they sent me a message and said they found it. So I immediately popped it up on my podcast today without giving a proper introduction. So for that, I do apologize. So I do hope you enjoyed the interview with Miss Elizabeth. Go back and listen to some of the things that she had to say. A lot of wisdom for us nowadays. But I did enjoy doing that interview, and I will miss Elizabeth. Terribly. She was not only my client, but also a friend. She liked for me to come over, and she didn't like for me to leave. She liked to talk. We liked to talk. So hats off to Miss Elizabeth. That is part of my tribute to her. And also, today is my brother Spencer's birthday. Happy birthday, Spencer. And I hope you are enjoying your day and that you are blessed with many, many, many more. I love you, and do take care, have fun, and do everything that you want to do. All right. All right, listeners, I love you all. Thank you for joining me for Talk Up with Trina, and I will be back very shortly. Hello, and welcome back. Thought I'd take a few minutes to say happy birthday to my very handsome brother, Spencer. Happy birthday, sir. I love you, and I pray that God will bless you with many, many, many more birthdays. Go ahead, enjoy, and do whatever it is that you like to do today. Be happy, and no happiness without God. Always remember that. I love you, brother. Do enjoy this little small tribute for your birthday.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.